got you. Don't move a muscle and keep your hands where I can see them. That's it, boy. What do you think you're doing up here all late at night? Ooh, out for a midnight snack, huh? As opposed to a midnight murder. Who am I? Oi, I'm the one asking questions here. But if you must know, I am the great-granddaughter of the greatest detective mind of our era. From age 18, I spent 5 years following my family's footsteps. Call me Sherlock Holmes. That's Sherlock Holmes. Oh, yes, I am a detective. I'm sure you could tell from my brim cap and magnifying glass, of course. But enough about that. You, good sir, if you truly are a good sir, of which I'm fairly sure you're not, are under suspicion of murder. The victim being the late Miss Delilah Rose, second in line to own the Rose Gate Hotel, where we stay tonight. Someone hit Miss Delilah over the head with a blunt object, like thwack boom. And you are the only remaining suspect. Oh yes, it all lines up, you see. Miss Delilah's room was the last room down this hall. And the only room next to it is yours. Now tell me, how does someone not hear a murder occurring in their next door neighbour's room? Huh? Huh? What? You only checked in yesterday? I mean, well, that's a very good alibi. However, you fail to account for the fact that there are eyewitness accounts of you. Oh yes, eyewitness accounts of you walking into Miss Delilah's room that very night, coming in for an early dish of more murder, no doubt. It's okay. You can confess now. I won't be mad. You only arrived in the village yesterday. And you have a train ticket with stamps to prove it.
Well, that still doesn't prove total innocence.
You were seen wearing a black felt jacket that night. The same jacket you entered the lobby with when you first came into the hotel. What do you mean you don't have any jacket? It's December. Who isn't wearing a jacket right now? So, no jacket. You only arrived yesterday.
Did I really mess up this badly?
Wait. Stay right there. There's one more thing that can prove you are a suspect for absolutely sure. I don't want to do this, but it seems I must use all of my options. The murderer has a dick that's only 4 inches long. And it curves a little to the left. You see, Miss Delilah was getting ready to go to bed. That is when a man with your hair and that felt jacket barged into her room. After they talked a lot and got all kissy and smoochy and stuff, he dropped his pants. After her, no doubt, massive disappointment at his unflattering cock, he was so mad, he bashed her over the head with the candlestick. So, drop your pants immediately, evildoer. Surely the proof is in the penis. The pudding, the proof is in the pudding. Oh my God. Straight as an arrow. Look at that thing. Hold on. Let me just... 9¾ inches. What I wouldn't give to suck this thing. Oh. Well, good sir, you have passed penis inspection. But I was really hoping you were the murderer. Not to say you should be a killer or that you are one, but like the eyewitness account, your room location, your wardrobe, all the evidence fits so perfectly. Just like how this cock could fit in my pussy. Oh, man. Well, to be honest, you were my only suspect. And now I only have until tomorrow to solve this case before everyone leaves. Oh, why can't I just think as clearly as my grandfather? Oh. I can't think at all with this magnificent cock before me. Can I apologise to you by giving it a quick blowy? Please. I've been detectiving all weekend. I haven't had a chance to really have any fun all month. Really? Yay! Oh, thank you. Oh, even better than that. Mm. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I love cock so much. I know, right? I'm part of the family with the magnificent Sherlock Holmes in its ranks. But like, oh fuck. Oh, my brain sucks. I can't make any connections or do any really good detective work. It's like, it just doesn't really work for me. I heard stories about how... Oh, fuck. How Sherlock could, like, close his eyes and piece things together. But it just doesn't happen for me. I don't even want to be a detective. I just wish I could spend all day having sex instead. Cock sucking, pussy pounding sex. Oh. It's like my brain just clears right up when there's a cock inside me. Oh, it's like some weird genetics thing, I think. Because, like, Sherlock didn't really think normally. Unless he was smoking, right? Oh, so maybe my thing's dick. Oh, and balls too. Oh, your balls. Fuck. I can have such a big dick and such big balls. Oh, I really see it. Fuck. Fuck. Oh my god, your cock's pretty tasty. Oh, I'm so glad you aren't the killer. Good cocks should be free. Oh, free to go in my throat, that is. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Balls deep. I fucking love this. Hey, you should, like, I'll slap it on my face. Yes. And use my hair to pull it down on yourself. Yes. Please really give me a face fuck. Oh, come on, please. I really... What? Hear something. Oh, shit. Quick, in your room. Oh, sir. Good day to you. How's this fine morning treating you? Oh, well, would you look at that? It is midnight. Well, I was just out hunting for clues. Clues, yes. Like any detective does. Out of breath. Well, clues run very fast, you see. Run. Clue. Drool? What drool? I don't have any spit down my chin and all over my chest. Oh, this drool. Oh, well, would you look at that? I am covered in drool. Yeah, I was just spitting out some clues. Helps the thought process, you know? Righto, sir. I won't spit on your clean carpets anymore. Oh, yes, sir, I know. Hiring a whole different company to come in to clean them. They only work 2 days a week. I know, sir. Now, if you'll excuse me, I just need to interview my suspect a little bit more. Holy shit, that was close. Boy, that gets your heart pumping, doesn't it? And he was so concerned about me spitting on his carpet. Little did he know, I was just spitting all over that awesome dick. Wait, the carpet cleaners only come 2 days a week. The murder didn't occur those days. How did he get the carpets clean before then? I mean, it's not like blunt trauma doesn't cause blood. I mean, he said that his personal steam cleaner went out to repair, right? Something was gumming it up, so he had to get it taken to the shop. Oh man, I was onto something and I lost it. If only I could have, like, a pipe. Oh no, I don't smoke. Smoking's, like, so bad for you. No, I need, like... Nah, tea doesn't work. I prefer milk. I know what I need. Do you think you could, like, full Nelson my legs up and pound my pussy from behind? Yes, that'll get my brain going. We'll show Mr. Fussy Owner how dirty his carpets can really get, hey? Yes. Yes, you've just got to lift me up by my legs. And just sort of thrust up into me. Oh, it feels really intense. Trust me, it's awesome. Okay. Right, quick. Let me just slip my panties off. And there. I'll just toss them over here. Oh, yes, like that. Oh, yeah. Oh, I can feel my brain working now. Oh, I'm all tingly and excited. Now, don't be afraid to just... Yes, go all in. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, pump me, baby. Oh, pump my pussy. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, straight into the womb. Yes, yes, yes. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Fuck me so hard, my brain can't think. Oh, my legs won't work, yes. Fuck, 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 fuck. Yes, fuck, fuck, fuck. Yes, yes, yes. Deep, deep. Go fucking deep as possible, baby. Oh, I want it all. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes. Oh, fuck, yes, yes. Like that, fuck me. Oh, that stupid owner will clean up. I'll sweat and I'll come and I'll drool all night. Once he gets his dumb carpet machine. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Out of the shop. Oh, fuck. And his jacket. His jacket from the cleaner. Come on, more. More. Yes. Fuck me. Pound my womb. Oh, fuck. Pound me like a whore. Oh, baby, I needed it so bad. Oh, my God, I needed this. I needed this. Oh, fuck, yes, yes, yes. Come in me, please. Oh, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. I'm on birth control. Just fill me up, fill me to the brim. Please fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna go. 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 My brain feels all mushy now. It's like you fucked me so hard, you went straight to my head. Oh, it's making all kinds of weird things, like I solved it. I figured it out. The owner killed his wife. He was the only one with access to a carpet cleaner in the hotel. He owns a black felt jacket. He has a proper motive. He even knew that you would check in and that you looked enough like him that he could check you into this room. Hey, let me down. All right, time to... Oh, oh, come on, legs, don't fail me now. I need to go get the police and stuff. Wobbly legs or no, justice must be done. Oh. Hey, hey, thank you so much for offering your help. If you're ever in London, come to Baker Street, 221B. Help me get some more clues. Oh, and keep my panties. I don't usually wear them anyway.